Hello, this is Jude, and welcome to Mom in the Middle. If you're a middle-aged woman, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. We talk about our issues here, from health to career and family. So welcome. I do hope you stick around for our third episode. It will start in a few. It's 35 degrees outside, and our hot topic today is regrets. Yep, regret. But seriously, we are in this age, and I'm pretty sure we made some foolish choices in the past, probably when we were in our 20s or 30s. But let's look at how we can turn our regrets into a blessing. Is it possible? Yes, it is. Let's define the word regret. The Cambridge Dictionary defines regret as a feeling of sadness about something sad or wrong, or about a mistake that you have made and a wish that it could have been different or better. So aside from regretting things we could have done or things we could have done, wished we could have done better, we can also regret the things or the choices we didn't make. These are our shoulda, coulda, wouldas, if you know what I mean. Regret is a negative but universal emotion because everyone makes mistakes. But the pain that goes with it can be an opportunity to understand ourselves better and change. Are you the type of person who ruminates on mistakes? Sana kasi ganito, sana kasi ganyan. Ako kasi ang blank ko. Paulit-ulit na until it cripples you. What do you mean by ruminate? Ruminate. Cows ruminate their food, meaning they chew and chew and chew. So we don't have to ruminate on regrets because that's when it gets paralyzing or condemning. But we can take that regrettable decision and learn from it and turn it into something positive. And with that, we can change the narrative. Research tells us that the top things people regret include regrets in education, parenting, career, relationships, and personal growth. Do you have regrets in any of these areas? Because I know I do. Ako pa ba? Let me read an excerpt from verywell.com. It says that in addition to regretting choices, people often regret not taking certain actions in the past. This is because actions not taken are more subject to imagined outcomes. Dito lumalabas yung what if, what if, what if. Let me continue. So the consequences of the actions you did take are set in stone and readily apparent. Syempre, obvious na yung consequences nung ginawa mo. But the ones you didn't take seem like boundless opportunities wasted. Parang sayang. So in other words, the perceived gains of the choices you didn't make seem to outweigh the actual consequences of your actions. So the sting of regret for missed opportunities looms much larger in your mind. But did you know that regret has a harmful effect on us? If you continue to ruminate, remember the ruminate? If you continue to ruminate and chew on the mistakes, it has debilitating effect. First is it can lead to stress and emotional pain. It can also lead to anxiety, depression, and PTSD. And it affects your future behavior. Para kasing natrap ka na dun sa regret, natrap ka na dun sa mali mong ginawa. Another harmful effect is people tend to avoid taking risk. Kasi nagkamali na ako noon eh, so ayoko na magkamali uli. So we engage in certain actions to avoid consequences that we will eventually regret. But there are benefits to regrets also. One is it helps you make wise decisions. Of course, we will still make mistakes. No one is devoid of errors in life. But because of your past experience, you now have to think clearly. You have the tools before making any decision. Number two, it helps you align with your values. So regrets unknowingly, hindi natin alam, nire-reveal pala niya who we are and what values we hold dear. Third, it helps us grow because we learn from previous mistakes. Yun nga yung kagandahan sa regret eh. Mas maganda kung natututo tayo, hindi tayo naiipit or natatrap sa nakaraan. So how do we actually process regret? So let's take myself for example. So one thing I regret in life is not learning about finances or becoming money smart, right? Experts suggest that we should ask ourselves four questions when we process regret. So first is, why do I feel regret? Okay, I feel regret not learning about finances is because I could have saved for my retirement, for my children's education, or for a new home. Because I was not financially educated, I was not able to prepare for this. Ngayon pa lang, now that I'm middle age. Second question is, what drove my decision then? I don't know anything about finances or money management. In my 20s, wala naman nagtuturo niyan. This was not taught in school, in high school, or even in college. There were no seminars or books on that topic. Third question is, what do I care about? I care about the future of my family and I want to provide a financial safety net for them. And the last question is, what could I do differently in the future based on my values? So because I didn't have the financial education I had then, I educated myself. I'm learning about finances, how to be financially savvy, and the things that I learn, I teach others with my clients, prepare for their retirement, how to create a base for a financial safety net for them, so they won't regret not becoming money smart in the future. So now that I was able to process that specific regret, I can move forward. I can't do anything about my experience in the past. Now that I've processed that regret, I know now, I'm wiser now on how to move regarding my finances or regarding handling my money. So the next question would be is, would that regret be a burden or an opportunity for growth? So if you're doing this also, you can ask yourself the same question. Magiging burden ba itong regret na to? Or may improve nito ang buhay ko? So if I already know what I should have done in the past and continue to be irresponsible, then this regret could be a burden because I never learned a lesson. I never changed. My mindset didn't change. I remained the same. So that could be a burden. However, if I take that experience, negative experience, it could be an opportunity for growth, which I mentioned earlier. I'm now educating myself and others as well. As much as I want to share other people's experience on regret, I'd rather not because I don't have permission to share their story. But what I'll share comes from a story in the Bible. It's about Peter and Judas. Anyway, Peter and Judas were both apostles of Jesus Christ. See, Peter, he's a staunch supporter and defender of Christ. Para siyang naging leader noon ng mga apostles. Kaya lang, very volatile, very emotional si Peter. Okay. Nag-promise pa siya kay Jesus na, Lord, hindi ka nila pwede kunin, hindi ka nila pwede hulihin, hindi ako papayag. Okay. In fact, pinagalitan pa siya ni Jesus because of that. But what happened to Peter? Remember, Jesus declared Peter will betray him 3 times before the rooster crows. And it happened. Diba? When a girl or people recognized who Peter was, he said na, ay, hindi ko kilala yan. He's not my friend. Or he denied Jesus 3 times. And then, nung narinig niya yung crow ng rooster, that's when he realized na, oh no, Jesus was right. I denied him and I made a mistake. When Peter realized, he was full of regret and he wept bitterly. But what happened to him after? So when Jesus died, and finally when he resurrected, isa si Peter sa naka-witness ng resurrection. What do I mean? Punta nila sa tomb, empty na. Okay, so nakita nila together with John, the other apostle, and Mary, na nag-resurrect talaga si Christ. Latter part of the book of John, the Lord recommissioned Peter. So, the number of times that Peter denied Jesus, the Lord recommissioned Peter 3 times also. So, ang ganda ng ending, nag-regret siya, pero na-redeem ni Lord si Peter. Si Judas naman, on the other hand, he was also an apostle, but mas na naig yung greed sa kanya. So, he betrayed Jesus. However, na-realize niya rin, oh no, I did something wrong. He regretted it. He regretted his decision and tried to return the money. Pero hindi na pwede. Pero anong ginawa ni Judas? Instead of going to Jesus, asking for forgiveness, or bumalik siya sa mga disciples, nag-gather sila together, what did he do? He killed himself. Pareho silang may regret, pero yung isa, regret became a burden, and he killed himself, while the other regret became a blessing, and he was redeemed. So tayo, marami rin naman tayong regret sa buhay. Marami tayong pagkakamali. Sana hindi ko ginawa yon. Sana hindi ko sinabi yon. Sana dito ko tumira. Sana ito course ko. Marami tayong ganyan. Pero, ang pinakamalungkot is we remain stuck there. If we are paralyzed with fear, ayoko na magkamali, baka may masabi yung iba. So, while we accept that regret is a part of life, how do we move forward? Now that we're middle age, we can't do anything about our past decisions or our past choices, diba? Tapos na yon. So how do we move forward? First, you allow yourself to feel the emotion of regret. Huwag mo i-deny. Tanggapin mo na, I regret doing this, I regret doing that. Acknowledge it as a part of your life experience. We all go through that. We all go through that emotion. So like any other emotion, mawawala rin yan. Diba? Emotion is a wave lang siya eh. Bumababa, umaakyat. Second, your past doesn't define who you are, but it should help grow you and become a better version of yourself. So yung regret, tinuturoan tayo. Ano na yung next na dapat nating gagawin? Ano na yung better way of living, better way of making decisions? Pang-improvement ang regrets. Third is you practice self-compassion. Do not be too hard on yourself na kasi ganito kasi ako, kasi I'm stupid, I'm foolish, ganyan-ganyan. So, don't do that. Remember, kaya mo siya nagawa because of the information you had at that time. Di mo naman nakikita yung future eh. Di mo naman mapapredict ano mangyayari. So, kaya ka nakapag-decide o kaya ka kumilos ng kilos mo noon kasi ito lang ang alam mo. Yun lang ang alam mo noon. You didn't know any better. And you didn't have any other choice. And lastly, leave room for God to move. Where is God in the grand scheme of things? Asan ang God sa buhay mo? Sa tingin mo, bakit niya inalaw na mangyari yun o hindi mangyari yun? Naisip mo na ba yun? Because in the end, He still has the final say. So as we close, regrets can be our allies and not enemies. They correct us, they teach us, and strengthen us. It's God's way of saying, it's okay, you can do better next time. So God is not out to get us or to make life difficult, kaya pinapayagan niya magkaroon tayo ng regret. But He allows our unwise actions and choices to add beauty to our future, a future that He has already planned. So friend, maybe it's time to look at regret as a blessing rather than a curse. So join me again next time as we talk about middle age issues here in Mom in the Middle. Remember, live your life to the full. Bye!